Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1303 of our trek, and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we will strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, I observe others growing older, including myself. There seems to be a resistance to change for many people, and they seem to give up on actively impacting the lives of others. As a Christ follower, is there a time in our lives where we have done enough and can just sit back? To answer this question, today's lesson is titled, New Wine and Old Skins. There has never been a better time to be alive, regardless of your age. Life expectancy and quality of life for those who were once considered elderly are greater today than in most all of history. There is very little reason to retire in the sense that we have thought about it for several generations. While you may not continue to work or minister in the same places or in the same manner as you once did, there's never an excuse to stop. The old sayings of yesteryear, such as, you can't teach old dogs new tricks, or he's just stuck in his ways, or she's never going to change, no longer need to apply. There is so much new information to learn and to put into practice, and there are few impediments that are age-related. There is an ingrained, all too often proved true, prejudice that when we get older, that we can't or won't change anymore. This is despite some of the great examples in the Bible, like Abraham, Sarah, Moses, and Caleb, and that's just in the first six books. And some of the great passages of Scripture that challenges us to keep on changing, to become more like Jesus. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. God gives us freedom through the Spirit to do kingdom building for Him, regardless of our age. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Two great examples in the New Testament who were old in years but fresh and new in faith are Anna and Simeon. They greeted the baby Jesus in the temple in Jerusalem. This story can be found in Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 38 if you'd like to read it. I wonder how many people asked Anna and Simeon, why can't you just act your age? Or when are you going to be more realistic? But they just kept believing in a vision and the answer to their prayers. Building God's kingdom here on earth has little to do with our age, and especially when we're not working full time. At that point, then there is more time to focus on helping others that may be struggling. It is a matter of the heart, not your age. On top of the biblical examples are some modern ones, and here are some of those examples that I'm familiar with. A man who is nearly 82 years old has been going on mission trips to Ghana and Central America to help with construction and preaching. And I think about the sweet ladies in our church, who are in their 80s and 90s, praying each day for their pastor, their friends, and their family members. I recently read about someone who is well in their 80s being baptized, as well as a lady over 90 who was paralyzed in her legs, arranged for herself to be baptized with four men helping her. Each of these people is passionate to honor the Lord, no matter where that path of honor might lead them. Youthfulness also runs in my family. At age 80, my great-grandmother, who we refer to as Gigi, traveled the world by herself and jumped off a diving board. And my granny was sled riding with Paula and our kids when she was 85. Although I am now over 63 myself, I don't see myself slowing down anytime soon. I think that God is just starting to use me for His kingdom, and it is my hope and by God's grace to live to 125 or possibly 150. With today's medical breakthroughs and the ones that are on the horizon, this may certainly be possible. All these people that I've mentioned are proof that while you may not be able to put new wine in old wineskins, you can put new wine into your heart. Jesus brings the new wine to all who are passionate to honor Him and to follow Him. It's a matter of the heart, not of age. It is the matter of faith, not experience. So as we are just starting this new year and even our new decade, no matter what age we are, let us make a commitment that we will never quit growing and reaching toward Jesus. Let us not stop making an impact on everyone that God allows to cross our path. While resolutions may come and go with each new year, the commitment to grow with Jesus continues right up to the moment that we meet Him face to face. And that's a wrap for our question today. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So I encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,302 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.